a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Senate will come to order. Leading us in prayer this afternoon is Pastor Roger Eastland of the Peer Ministerial Association. Following the prayer will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the pages of the day, Dakota Marshall of Timber Lake and Hillary Roth of Peer.
Let us pray. We call out to you, O God, our righteous judge. We call from our hearts that you will meet us at our points of need. You have blessed America the Beautiful with bounty, liberty, and grace. Bless this day's work as these, your servants, shoulder the responsibilities of governing. Grant them courage, compassion, and creativity as they set new priorities for diminished resources. With your help, O God, may unity and wisdom fill the void of lost opportunities. We are all thankful to be part of such a state as South Dakota, where hard work, loyalty, faithfulness, and hope are the distinctive marks of our people. As a Christian pastor, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah. Here. Senator Abdullah. Here. Adelstein.
Mostly here.
Bartling.
Here.
Bradford.
Here.
Dempster.
Here.
Garnos.
Here.
Gray.
Here.
I'm skipping the ones I know aren't here. Excuse me. Ollers, not here. Brown, Frisley, Gant, Gillespie, Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jerstead, Klochek, Knudsen, Maher,
here.
Merchant, Miles,
here.
Nelson,
here.
Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Trebek Berry, Valley.
Here.
There is a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President.
State your point.
Is it possible we could have a resolution commenting on the fact that the 10 of the people here today come from west of the Missouri, which shows something about fortitude, intelligence, and commitment?
I think that'd be out of order, Senator.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 8th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? The motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Communications and petitions.
January 14, 2010, the Honorable Dennis Dugard. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 24-13 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Kenneth D. Elbers, Lincoln County, Canton, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles. This appointment is effective January 18, 2010, and shall continue until January 20, 2014. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Ken Elbers to the Board of Pardons and Paroles is referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
January 7, 2010, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, and dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Section 42-78-17 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Corey Menken, Union County, Dakota Dunes, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Lottery Commission. This reappointment is effective immediately and shall continue until January 1st, 2013. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The reappointment of Corey Mankin to the South Dakota Lottery Commission is referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
January 7th, 2010. The Honorable Dennis Dugard. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Section 42-7A-17 of the South Dakota Codified Laws, and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Dick Werner, Beadle County, here in South Dakota, to the South Dakota Lottery Commission. This reappointment is effective immediately and shall continue until January 1, 2013. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The reappointment of Dick Werner to the South Dakota Lottery Commission is also referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
January 13, 2010, the Honorable Dennis Dugard. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 40-18 of the South Dakota Codified Laws, and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Wanda Blair, Meade County, Vail, South Dakota, to the State Brand Board. This reappointment is effective immediately and shall continue until January 7, 2013. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The reappointment of Wanda Blair to the State Brand Board is referred to the Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources.
January 13, 2010, the Honorable Dennis Dugard. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 40-18 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Mark Kimball, Charles Mix County, Platte, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Brand Board. This reappointment is effective immediately and shall continue until January 7, 2013. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The reappointment of Mark Kimball to the State Brand Board is also referred to the Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources. Consideration of reports of committees.
Senator Dempster moves that the reports of the standing committees on retirement laws on Senate Bill 21, as found on page 120 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second? The motion is to adopt the report of the standing committee on retirement laws. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. First reading of Senate bills and joint resolutions.
Senate Bill number 90, an act to provide an exception from one-cell notification requirements to natural gas operators in emergency situations. Senate Bill 92, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the reimbursement of referring counties for certain mental health services. Senate Bill 91, an act to require legislative approval of certain gaming compacts with Indian tribes. Senate Bill 93, an act to exempt certain small wind energy facilities from property taxation. Senate Bill 94, an act to provide for the establishment of rural community-based energy development projects. And Senate Bill 95, an act to establish a grant program to fund certain energy efficiency projects.
Those Senate bills which just had their first reading are referred to the following committees for their recommendations: to the Senate Bill on, or Senate Committee on Commerce, Senate Bill 90, to Health and Human Services Committee, Senate Bill 92, and to the Committee on State Affairs, Senate Bills 91, 93, 94, and 95. Second reading of consent calendar items.
Senate Bill number 15, an act to revise certain codes and standards regarding fire prevention. Senate Bill 31, an act to update certain provisions regarding the reimbursable expense exemption from the sales and service tax allowed licensed accountants. Senate Bill 32, an act to revise the process for the reporting of surplus lines insurance. Senate Bill 35, an act to require the policyholders' signed acceptance for endorsements that reduce or eliminate coverage upon certain health insurance policy issuance.
Items on the consent calendar were reported out of committee with unanimous due pass recommendations and no opposition was offered. Consequently, no debate is allowed on the consent calendar items, only questions for clarification. Are there any questions on any of the consent calendar items? Seeing none, the question is the consent calendar items. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The secretary will call the roll.
I'm going to go out there and see if he's out there.
Mr. President.
Senator Gray.
This time I'd like to move that we defer the balance of our calendar to Tuesday, the 10th legislative day.
Second.
Since the voting has not commenced, that motion is in order. Motion is to defer the balance of the calendar, including the consent calendar items, until tomorrow. Any remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. Are there any announcements? Senator Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate Judiciary Committee meeting scheduled for tomorrow morning has been moved till Thursday morning, 7:45. There'll be no judiciary meeting tomorrow in the Senate.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Garnas.
Thank you, Mr. President. There'll be no Senate education tomorrow. The agenda will be moved to Thursday, and we will start at 7:30 in the morning on Thursday. Thank you.
Thank
Mr.
you, Senator.
President.
Senator Adelstein. Senator Adelstein, you have the floor.
The Health and Human Service Committee will meet tomorrow morning unless we're missing two or more members, because we have some people coming in to make very significant presentations on community health centers.
Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Ag Committee will not be held tomorrow morning. We will have our meeting on Thursday. Thank you.
Mr. President.
Senator Hunhoff.
Joint Appropriations will meet tomorrow morning. We are doing Department of Education. We'll have briefing at 7:30 with committee meeting beginning at 8:15.
Further announcements?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Adelstein.
I withdraw my announcement because I thought tomorrow was Wednesday.
So there is no meeting tomorrow?
No meeting tomorrow, the Health and Human Services.
Of Health and Human Services. Thank you,
Senator. A more intelligent member of my committee, though she's from the other party, just straightened me out.
Thank you, Senator.
Mr. President.
Senator Maher.
Question for the body. Will Commerce meet tomorrow?
Is the Chair of Commerce here?
As Vice Chair, I can only say that it is scheduled, but depending on attendance, watch for further announcements.
Thank you, Senator Nelson. Any further announcements? Senator Bradford? Yes, that's granted.
Thank you. I want to introduce all of you to my friends. They all showed up to the gallery to your left.
Thank you, Senator Bradford. I'm told that there was, I have one announcement, there was a group of AARP members coming to the Capitol tomorrow, and that has been canceled, but the food will be here. So McClellan's restaurant will be serving ribs in the Senate lobby on Tuesday. Tomorrow, ribs in the Senate lobby, compliments of AARP. Further announcements? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Garnos moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We're adjourned.